Hey, before we get started, gotta go ahead and pay the bills around here. Go ahead and do me a quick favor. I've got two books out. I know, you're probably thinking if this is the first time you've heard of me or the first time you've actually heard me in a while. My God, Remso can read? Yeah, I can read and write. And if you're my ninth grade English teacher, guess what? I can do it in freaking English too. Because unlike my name, all I know is English. Oh, blowing your mind and blow the minds of those around you with my two books, Stay Away from the Libertarians, as well as my newest novel, How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Those are, I gotta go for the shorter titles. Stay Away from the Libertarians and How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Available on my website, rwmartinez.com, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Check them out. How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship and Stay Away from the Libertarians. Available. Well, you know how the internet works. You can go ahead and find it yourself. Pick them up today in print and digital and help support the show. And, Hey, I like making money. I'm not gonna say no. Everything comes back here. Help me out. Buy my books. That's all. That's about it. Move with the rhythm. Shake it up. Stop when the clock hits 13. You've been working, but you're flirting with the weekend. You can freak out. One in a million. You're a gem shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it. You know, monologuing was one of those things I really feared, like really, really feared. If you go back and listen to the very, very, very first episode of the Remso Republic, we're going years back. That was a monologue episode. And believe it or not, it took my brother Ryan and I. Ryan used to be the producer for the show before he went on to greater, better things. That like 30-minute monologue actually took like a whole day to actually script out, and that took probably another couple of days to edit because I was so bad. So you go back and listen to that. You listen to everything else since and all the other shows I've been on as a guest, and it's it's really true about what they say. You get better as time goes on. But welcome back. The podcast was on a bit of a break for a while. And I know for some of you that only listen to me through here, never engage me through social media, you know, it kind of freaks me out that people are still like that. It's like the people that will only, like, quote, listen to the show on YouTube. That's right. You're going to YouTube, a video platform for podcasts. And hey, there are a lot of those people out there. I went to Freedom Fest a few years ago as a speaker, and like, I met a ton of people who were fans of the show. And at that point, we were already like 200 episodes in. And these freaking mofos are like, oh, I won't download you on iTunes or something else because I only like YouTube. It's like, it's like saying you only communicate through AOL chat room. One, I know you're lying. Two, that's just freaking weird. Three, that's your preference? That's like saying you like, you know, Dr. Thunder. You know, the Dr. Pepper knockoff drink that they have at grocery stores. That's like saying, oh, man. That's like saying you want, like, you know, a generic store brand gummy bear instead of, like, the Haribo bears you pay, like, $5 a bag for at the movie theater because movie theaters jack that stuff up because you know the bears are freaking good. They don't have lead. You're not going to find, like, hairs from, you know, like the factory in Kazakhstan they were probably made in, and they're juicy as sin. They're good. Why don't you like nice things? Yeah, we're getting off topic. Welcome back, Remso W. Martinez. For those of you that love me, those of you that hate me, those of you that don't even remember me, because every episode is somebody's first episode. This is really for everybody that's, you know, been on the last couple of years. I'm going to kind of, you know, catch you up. Because I got to start doing the podcast a bit more often. Not because I'm out there trying to become like a full-time guy again, but because I figured out, you know, like, it's just something I really enjoy. And I'm finally working full-time. I have essentially my dream job in the commentary section of the Washington Times as a social media coordinator. I get to do a lot of fun things, get to write a bit, get to travel quite often, get to meet a lot of fun people, get to go to a lot of cool things. Like, for those of you that have been around for a while, you know that this is the job I've been, like, fighting tooth and nail for. And
around the time that I did the last episode. And believe it or not, there's an episode that I should have put out that I recorded with somebody, but I like never did because I forgot about it because I was like depressed and lonely as hell. And I think the file's corrupt, or else you'd be listening to that right now, and you wouldn't be listening to me. Well, anyway, it's been July, August, September, October. This is coming out in November now. Wow. Like, especially for those of you that were just, like, listening here and you never followed me on Twitter and stuff, which, by the way, like, I gotta apologize to, like, everybody because, like, I changed up my handle again. It's now Hey Remso because I was trolling the Republican Party of Virginia about running for office, and that joke just didn't pan out into anything. So all my social media is back at Hey Remso, HEYRAMSO. But, like, you know, several months went by, no podcast or anything, not really talking about that. Like, I know what you're thinking, and you were probably thinking, like, did he do it? Did he finally go through with it? Did he, like, did Remso kill himself? No. Not for a lack of stupid decisions that may have almost resulted in that, but, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I've just been busy. I did not anticipate things moving as fast as they have been. You know, a while ago, back when the show was the Gil Remso Republic, I took a break and I actually kind of put the show in the garage, so to speak, to write my first book, Stay Away from Libertarians. Then brought it back after that finally died down. And I was like, I need money again. And the podcast is always a good, reliable source of that because people actually listen to this shit, apparently. But I took a break again, wrote my recent book, How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. That was fun. It's kind of dying down in terms of fanfare because apparently a lot of you didn't know that I was one of those artsy creative types that actually had a sensitive side and could actually write stuff. That shocked people. First book did great. This book was like, Remso, I don't really know what to expect from you. It's like, well, the only way to know what you're expecting or not expecting is to read the book. And some of you did. But between the new book and the new job, it was wild. And it's so funny. I find that this is the best way for me to, you know, just enjoy life. I had some friends who passed away recently, and, you know, I've been thinking a lot about life, and this is going to be the life episode. You don't know where life is going. I've been telling, you know, friends at work that, you know, when I tell them about my crazy old jobs and stuff and some of the weird things that have happened, some of the things I've talked about on this show, I kind of preface it with, like, you know, I'm a millennial Forrest Gump. I don't really know where I'm going half the time. I just show up and hopefully things kind of work out. But to kind of recap, you know, the last year, because by the time this comes out, this is, you know, we're only about 2 months away from starting 2020. That's a freaking crazy number if you think about it. You know, I was reading comics when it was like Spider-Man 2020, and it was, you know, we were supposed to have like jetpacks and everything was supposed to be like Japanese tech inspired, like Blade Runner or something. Yet things are pretty normal. And, you know, Donald Trump is president, so that means it's pretty awesome too. And, you know, the past year has been crazy. My political consulting business basically kind of like blew up mainly because I did it. I poured gasoline on that bitch and I was like, I am done with politics, scummy people, checks don't come in on time. I hate my life. That's not working. So I did the best thing I possibly could. I went and got a job at GameStop. Oh, before all that, to support the political consulting business, which was not doing great. I was a mall cop for a little while. Yeah, but then I was at GameStop making like $7.25 an hour minimum wage. My boss, one of my shift leaders was like a 16-year-old girl with a learner's permit. So, you know, I had to take a big slice of humble pie and just swallow it. Just take it down whole, one bite, smile and stock the shelves. And then, you know, then I thought I did finally, you know, like catch a break for a little bit. I was in, quote, advertising. And long story short, that, quote, advertising job ultimately was just a giant scam. And I ended up selling Chinese makeup out of the back of my car in D.C. and Baltimore and all the terrible places in between. And that was at the point where I was like, wow, you know, like, I don't know what the hell is going on with my life. I can't afford to self-publish my next book. Obviously, all this journalism stuff I've been trying to do for a little while, it's just not panning out. You know, maybe it's time I, like, rob a bank or something. So as I'm thinking of, like, all these terrible solutions to try and get on by, end up getting a random email from a old boss who I didn't think really acknowledged I existed. And he was basically like, Remso, do you want to work at the Washington Times? And I was like, well, this is weird. This isn't a robo email or something. So I replied back. I'm like, yeah, you need my resume? He's like, yeah, send it now. And long story short, within 2 weeks, I was basically working the job I had essentially been auditioning for years. This is hundreds of articles, 2 books, an award-winning TV show. I had to hunt ghosts. I had to lock myself in haunted, dangerous places for your entertainment to show people that I could also be on TV. Which, Witching Hour Season 2, go ahead and get ready for that. But, you know, it's just been it's been a wild ride. And it always shocks me because for a little while, you know, like I live right outside of D.C. I was still freelance, you know, writing and reporting in and around the area. But, like, I stopped talking to a lot of people, mainly because I was also cutting out a lot of toxic people from my life. My friends got tired of me because I was, like, you know, sad and broke all the time. And that's not really fun. I don't want to hang around sad, broke people either. So I don't hold it against them too much. So for like a while, it was almost as if I had just kind of like, disappeared from the face of the earth, especially since there was no podcast. So people were like, oh, wow, like he done did it. He's taking a dirt nap or something. And I was like, no, I'm still here. No one calls me anymore. But, you know, I was in Detroit for Young Americans for Liberty's convention a few weeks ago, ran into a ton of people there. And then this past weekend, I was in Nashville for Politicon and saw a ton more people there. And the beautiful thing is, like, when I see people, it's really funny when I see people that live in around D.C. and they're like, Remso, it's been so long. Did you move or something? Like, what happened to you? It's like, you wouldn't believe me about all the stupid shit that happened in between all that and here if I told you. But it shocks them when I tell them what I'm doing, because in a way I could see that they, you know, majority of them, I'll play nice. I think that they are genuinely proud of me, but I also think that they thought for a while I was just a dead end loser, and it's really hard to blame them because that's how I thought of myself for a while. You know, the journey of everything leading up to right here, you know, and it's funny because this podcast is kind of a time capsule. You know, graduate, you know, started this in college out of my dorm with my brother, worked a ton of campaigns, started doing the podcast full time, did a spinoff TV show, which got an award and is doing quite well. And producer Ryan, my brother Ryan Martinez, who's an award winning producer. Go check out all his stuff at argosparanormal.com. That's argosparanormal.com to see all of our Witching Hour episodes that are now available online. You know, 2 books, my first solo documentary, American Statesman, and getting published from everywhere, from like the Advocates for Self-Government and so many other places. Like, it's been fun. And, you know, the opportunity to get to, do that was fun. But, you know, what a lot of you didn't see was that it was just us for a while, and we weren't making much money. And then I had to go get part-time jobs. I was dealing with health issues. I had neck surgery in, like, the middle of all that. You know, became a fan of alcohol, gained some weight. Not looking as nice when you already have a face for radio, and then you stop shaving and taking care of yourself. You don't look very nice. So, like, you know, the past, like, 5 months, I'll say, going back to, like, April? No, May. Yeah, definitely May. I had to make some decisions to turn my life around, and I don't want to make this sound like it's some like great comeback story, but you know, I just want to emphasize that, life is borrowed time, and we have to do the things that we need to do because we feel that if we don't get to them eventually, part of us will be left incomplete if we don't do it. And you know, I've learned that especially because for a while I was chasing, you know, fleeting, you know, little Insta internet fame and stupid stuff. And I wanted to go do things to make myself seem like I was going to be something big, but I wasn't happy during that. And, you know, I lost a lot of myself chasing fleeting moments and not taking care of my health, not taking care of my finances, not taking care of my family. So it wasn't until I was really at rock bottom, you know, selling makeup. I remember the one moment where I just completely snapped. I was in a place called Glen Burnie, Maryland, And I was in like this abandoned car lot, and I saw these two guys. And the thing about my job is that we all had, like, all the new people had like supervisors, and the supervisors would make you do like stupid shit, like go talk to that crackhead or go walk into that dangerous construction site and try and sell it to the construction workers, or this person has dementia, try and get them to buy all your products. So I had this boss who was kind of nudging me to go talk to these guys that were obviously like drug dealers. I remember I walked over them, and like all of our makeup was cheap shit. And they looked at it, and I'm wearing a suit in the middle of the day. It had been raining. I smell like a dog. And they start looking at me, and they're criticizing the prices of the makeup. They're saying the makeup is shit. Then they're looking at me, and they're like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Give up and sell drugs. And at that point, I'm like, you know, this is my life. My entire, you know, childhood, teenage years, adults are telling you that you could be anything. You could be president. Yet here I am, and someone who's probably like, you know, 40 years older than me is telling me to give up and sell drugs. That does something to you psychologically. And at that point, like, I'd only been doing that job for like 3 weeks. I really freaking sucked at it, which was weird because I sold politicians for years. And I tried to sell myself too, you know, the whole Remso Martinez brand. Thought that was cool. So I was used to selling things. I didn't even get it at retail for a while. But I couldn't sell makeup to sell my life. I was like the worst makeup salesman ever. So I ended up quitting that a few days later. At that point, I'm like, you know, I need to reassess my life. For those that know me, you know that, you know, like I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. But certainly was not living a Christian lifestyle, certainly was not, you know, doing the things that you need to do, thinking the way you need to think. And at that point, I was basically like, you know, like, God, like, I don't care where you take me. I don't care what you do with me. I just want to be doing the things that you want me to do that provide purpose to my life. And I don't care if you make me like a missionary in like the worst parts of the world, or if I'm like the world's okayest janitor or something. I applied to be a church janitor at one point. Like, no joke. I was like, I will clean toilets. I've got a college degree. I've written a book. I've done all these great things. I've got all these cool awards and stuff. People know me and stuff. I've done cool things. But I will be your janitor if that at least helps me pay the bills. At that point, you know, like, I was overcome with this feeling of just, it's going to be okay. And then I got, about a few weeks after that, I got the offer at the Times. I've been working there since mid-July, and my second book just came out. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to Indianapolis, Indiana, a place I've never been, to headline an America's Future Foundation panel with two other distinguished writers. Not to dick measure or anything, but I think of the three, I'm probably the coolest. Just saying, like, I'm not saying that to sound like anything else. I'm just saying, like, when I'm the cool one in the room, you know, there's something going on. They're also cool people, but I think I'm the cooler one. Sorry for them. Not really sorry, but hey, I'm sorry. Like, oh my gosh, I apologize. It's just a fact. Like, I'm the cool person. I'm the person on top of the ticket. Okay. I'm the person you paid the concert ticket fee to get in and listen to. And they're the local punk band that wants to get the record label, like, just how it is. And, you know, I'm making good money, and I'm doing better. My health's getting better, but I don't forget what that feeling of what am I doing is like. Am I doing anything right? And ultimately, as I get frustrated with things, even when I get frustrated at things at work, my worst day at work is nothing compared to the worst days of my life. I will take that any day of the week. And I love my job. I work with good people. I do cool things. I want to be here for a long time. But, you know, I was thinking, like, what do I do with the podcast? Because, like, I'm not going to put as much time into it as I used to. It's not going to have all the bells and whistles and stuff. Probably most of the time it'll just be me because my schedule's so erratic. But what I remember was it made me happy. It made me happy to talk to you. It made me happy to connect with friends. It made me happy to meet new people. This is one of the only avenues I got to do it. And ultimately, I'm doing it because I'm happy doing it. And I think generally for everybody, we've got to just understand the things that make us happy, because I think we owe it to ourselves in the midst of work, in the midst of all of our obligations and responsibilities, in the midst of everything, finding those things where it's like, I'm doing this just for me, is perfect. And last week I was on the Tim Preuss podcast. Tim Preuss also went off and did his own, he produced his own TV show, and now he's back doing the podcast. And, you know, he's tried to quit a few times, and he was like, I just love it. And one of the things we talked about was my freaking watch collection. When I graduated from high school between 2017 to now, I bought myself one watch, mainly because like I have this weird anxiety thing where it's like watches made me nervous because I noticed that, you know, my time was being wasted by my own inaction or action that was just not going anywhere. And, you know, it reminded me of my impending death and stuff. And like, I was thought about throwing away or selling all my watches at one point, but I genuinely, like, I love watches, and I bought myself more watches the past couple months working back at the Times than I'd probably like to admit. But we're talking about my watch collection, and, you know, the whole part of it was just like, you know, you gotta do things that make you happy. I'm not trying to be all materialistic and stuff, but it could have been, like, collecting stamps and that type of crap. Ultimately, you know, and this goes back to when we renamed the show the Remsen Martinez Experience. I understand that I'm kind of a weird guy. I get to do weird things. I think weird things. Like, you know, this is an experience for a lot of you because you're listening to me like, how the hell does this Joker get around? And I'm trying to find out the answer, pal. I'm trying to find out the answer. But I'm hoping we can find it out together. In the meantime, you know, love those around you. Value every day. Be appreciative of all opportunities. And, you know, let's try and have fun together. You know, reach out to me if you want a specific episode, you want to talk about something, you want to know anything, like, take advantage of the opportunity for me to sound stupid on your behalf on some things, and let's have fun. Let's just make it that goal. You know, a while back, you know, during season two or three of the show, I don't quite remember, Ryan's going to throw something at me later when he hears this, you know, we tried to, you know, make freedom fun again. And that was such a beautiful time in the podcast renaissance. But ultimately, I think there's a beautiful message of that. Let's make freedom fun again. Let's make life fun again for ourselves, for those around us. And let's put more of that positive energy out into the world. I'm Remso W. Martinez. Follow me everywhere at Hey Remso. And I'll talk to you later. Bye. We got the rise up.